Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. There's a new record to beat in the NFL, but it's not for most touchdowns or interceptions. It's for loudest crowd roar at a sports stadium, a Guinness Book of World Records title that recently has been battled over by fans of two NFL teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Seattle Seahawks. Now, when we first spoke about that ongoing competition last week, the Kansas City Chiefs fans held the record at 137.5 decibels. This is what that sounds like. That's a little bit of fan footage off of YouTube from the October 13th record-breaking game from the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Joyce Cohen wrote about this for the New York Times. Joyce, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
So how loud are we talking about here? When you're talking about 137 decibels, what's that?
137 is basically loud enough to cause immediate and permanent ear damage for a lot of people. I have to add, it's kind of a fake record. There are several ways of measuring noise, and this was measured in the way – it was a peak measurement measured in the way that would give the highest possible reading, and it was also right near the measuring device. So it's not the case that all the fans are going to be exposed to 137 or 130-something decibels for the entire 3 hours of the game.
Right.
The real problem is they're going to be exposed to very, very high volumes during the game regardless.
Well, this has become, you know, this has become the sound of American sports is, you know, you go to a baseball game, which used to be a very quiet affair, and there's booming music, you know, as each batter is approaching the plate and often in between pitches and stuff. So sports has gotten loud, and it seems like the leagues, like the NFL, supports this kind of battle royale between the Seattle and Kansas City fans, don't they?
The NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said that ever since the league was founded in 1920, they have never received one complaint about volume, which might be true because maybe the fans are complaining to other people. I can give him dozens of people. I can name names of people who have complained that NFL games are uncomfortably loud and dangerously loud.
On the other hand, you know, if you're going to a game, presumably it's because you want to be there. No one's holding a gun to your head. You're a fan of the team. You want to be able to yell when your team scores a touchdown. You want to be able to boo when the opponent, you know, completes a first down pass or something like that.
Right. And as the NFL spokesman said, you're not going and taking a book out of the library. So, sure, like if you go to a concert or if you go to a game, you do know there's going to be some amount of loud noise involved, which is... And on one hand, you can say it's a good thing because you know to protect your ears ahead of time. I think another problem is children are subjected to this. And, you know, it's tough for kids to wear earplugs. And so, you know, a lot of children are there at the game with completely unprotected ears. Occasionally, you'll see a kid wearing earmuffs, the kind that Drew Brees,
yeah, on his one-year-old, yeah, during that was the Super Bowl like a year or two ago.
Yeah, I believe it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay. We're talking with Joyce Cohen, who writes for outlets like the New York Times and BuzzFeed, and Joyce joined us on Soundcheck previously to discuss her own experience with the condition known as hyperacusis. You can find that interview on our website at soundcheck.org, along with Joyce's New York Times article about these record-setting attempts at crowd noise in the NFL. That's also on our website at soundcheck.org. Now, Joyce, some of the quotes in your piece... The Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid said he could, quote, feel the ground shaking, unquote, and later heard ringing in the ear that was not covered by his coaching headset. And another kid described it as, quote, so loud that the insides of you rattle, unquote. And both of them, I think, in context, were saying that like it was a good thing. You know, people go to get riled up. They feel like they're a part of the game when they're that loud. And in fact, you know, they are a part of the game if they're disrupting the visiting team's attempt to call a play.
Sure, and that's one thing about football. You can, in fact, make it loud enough so that the other team can hear. I think the problem is that people believe it's harmless fun. people are truly coming at this from a position of ignorance. They have no idea. They finish the rousing game and they have ringing in their ears, and wasn't this a great game, or wasn't it a great concert? And it may have been a great game, but they don't know that they are giving themselves permanent ear damage, and it's going to show up at some point. And I think truly, ignorance rules the day. People just have no idea. There's been no education about this. People know that cigarettes are bad for you and you're going to get cancer down the line. People know that getting a sunburn is bad for you because you're going to get skin cancer. People have no idea that ear damage is in their future.
And when people first started saying, hey, you smoke those cigarettes, you're going to get cancer. Hey, you get that sunburn, you're at risk for melanoma. A lot of the initial response to that was negative. Like, who are you to tell me that I can't smoke this cigarette or go out and get a tan or whatever? What kind of response did you get to your article from people who, you know, maybe think this is, as you said before, all in good fun?
The response is completely different from sports fans who have been talking about the wimpification of America. You know, it's very macho to go to the loud game. The response is different from those people than from people either who have hearing problems, people who know about it, people who are basically suffering from hearing problems because they had too much noise exposure mm-hmm. in their past.
Now, 3M actually saw the Kansas City attempt at setting the record as a teachable moment and distributed 30,000 sets of earplugs. What do you make of that?
I have mixed feelings about that. On the one hand, it's great they're passing out earplugs. On the other hand, earplugs are not that easy to use. It's not like you're out in the sun and you put on sunglasses.
Right.
It's more the case that they're finicky, little kids have trouble with them, you have to roll them up, you have to get them in properly, it's hard to wear them properly. So, and also the feedback I got was a lot of people took the earplugs but didn't wear them.
What kind of response were you getting from the scientific and the medical community?
Everyone in the field of auditory science knows that loud noise is damaging. There are some enduring mysteries. One is that some people are robust in their ability to withstand loud noise. There are some people who could go to rock concerts their whole life or who could be a season ticket holder at the game their whole life and their hearing will be fine. But you don't know who those people are, and that is one of those mysteries in the field. There are a lot of other mysteries. Often tinnitus goes with hearing loss. Sometimes people have hearing loss without tinnitus, or they have tinnitus without hearing loss. There's so little that's known about the ear that it's really impossible to sort of predict what's going to happen to any individual.
Well, we do know that louder is better, according to some NFL fans, and right now it's Kansas City and Seattle sort of vying for the title. You can check out Joyce Cohen's article for the New York Times on our website at soundcheck.org. Joyce, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Now, we spoke to Joyce Cohen, the New York Times writer, just last week, and already the story has changed again.
They once had the record for the largest outdoor stadium. Kansas City broke it last month. They'll be measuring to see if they can get to 137.5, the record here tonight.
On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks fans reclaimed their record for loudest crowd at a sports stadium with a decibel rating of 137.6. Your move, Kansas City. And joining me on the line from Kansas City is Ty Rauten, a.k.a. X-Factor. Ty is the founder of a Kansas City Chiefs fan group called KC Superfans, and he's one of the organizers of the Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium effort to claim that loudest crowd roar title. Ty, thanks for joining us.
What? Can you speak up?
All right, you're making fun, but it is a serious point. I mean, you got a stadium full of people, not all of whom have gone there, thinking they might potentially lose their hearing while they're watching their favorite team. You know, why is this so important to you guys?
You know, it's everything. You know, I'm one of those guys that I get busy living, I get busy dying, you know. And I'm a farm boy. I grew up in western Kansas on a farm. You know, I eat red meat, potatoes. I love bacon. Yeah, you know, I smoke. And I drive in Kansas City during rush hour. I know it's not as bad as New York and stuff, but that's dangerous. So, you know, I've got a lot more serious things to worry about than, you know, hearing loss, you know, because that's some way down the road, you know. And if I need to, you know, it's cool to wear a hearing aid when you're older, you know, but in all honesty, you know, we're around loud noises all the time. And I've been to roughly about 330-some games, and my hearing's, you know, just as good as it's always been. I know people that went to Arrowhead for 50 years, you know, they're in their 80s, and, you know, they never have a problem hearing the question that I ask. They're not asking me what.
Although, you know, for 50 years, you know, there hasn't been a kind of concerted effort to be as loud as humanly possible, which, you know, now suddenly, you know, between you guys and the fans in Seattle, it's like, you know, who can be the loudest? And as Mike Florio from NBC Sports pointed out in an article, once you guys reach 137 decibels, which both you and the Seattle fans have passed, you're getting close to the point at which eardrums start to rupture. Now, you know, going from 137 to 149, which is that point, that's a big, big leap. But still,
that's enormous. You've got to double when you get that high. You've got to double the noise just to move up one decibel.
One decibel, so, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
149 is never going to happen.
Yeah. But now, do you think if you had had some, you talk about, you know, being at 300 NFL games and your hearing's fine, do you think that if you had some sort of hearing damage, you might feel a little differently?
No. Like I said, I get busy living, you know, I don't worry about anything, because we never know how long God's going to give us on earth. You know, it can be taken away, you know, a minute from now, you know. And Arrowhead is the most amazing venue. I invite you all to come out, you know, and see this. You know, the tailgating, the family, you know, the experience of being so loud. We've been doing this since the 90s. We've been known as the loudest NFL stadium. We are a part of the game. You know, we cause false starts. You know, we cause quarterbacks to call timeouts, you know. You know, we influence the game, you know, and what's most important is wins and losses in the NFL, you know. So if we can help our team win, that's what matters most to us. And we don't think about, you know, hearing loss or anything like that, and not even a thought in our mind.
So when they talk about the 12th man, you know, a loud crowd will, as you say, cause a lot of disruption for an opposing offense and sometimes for an opposing defense as well, and for communication between the coach and the quarterback, et cetera. So it does become a part of the game. I'll ask this question. I think I know the answer. Do you wear earplugs at any of these games?
Absolutely not.
Okay. What about, you know, if you're bringing... Would you bring your kids to these games and sort of, you know, maybe suggest that they wear some kind of protection?
My daughter comes to the games all the time, and I've been coming since I was a kid. My first game was when I was 10 years old, so no, I wouldn't put earplugs in my kids' ears.
So will you be trying to take the title back now that the Seattle Seahawks fans have just barely topped you guys on Monday night? Will you be... going at it again?
Absolutely. You know, and the Guinness deal to us was just icing on the cake. What we were trying to do was restore the crowd noise at Arrowhead to be the most intimidating in the world, you know, not only just the NFL, for opposing teams to come in. We've accomplished that mission. You know, Guinness was just a tool to make that happen. You know, the fans really rallied behind it and stuff, and you know, Seattle kind of has a bunch of advantages, you know, either weather elements, their stadium's built for it. Mm-hmm. They were using megaphones that are not allowed in the NFL. They got metal bleachers and stuff, and they barely went up to 0.1 decibels. You know, and they also had a Monday night game with two playoff teams and everything, you know. So, you know, eventually we'll come. And we'll smash that record probably next year and, you know, just officially end it. We'll set the bar so high that they won't ever want to even attempt it again because, you know, it won't happen.
Ty, I hope you're able to do that without blowing out either eardrums or vocal cords, because it takes a lot of lung power to be that loud.
I'm more worried about my vocal cords. If you can't tell, I'm just a couple days removed from the game, and my voice is still fighting to get back.
All right. So glad to hear that you're at least thinking at least a little bit about the possible consequences of this. Ty Rauten is X Factor. He is a founder of the Kansas City Chiefs fan group KC Superfans, one of the organizers of the effort to claim the Guinness Book of World Records title of loudest crowd roar at a sports stadium. Ty, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
The Soundcheck podcast is supported by people just like you. Make a contribution or become a monthly sustainer. Just go to soundcheck.org and click on support. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer.